And I'm Keith Walker in Bonn, Germany. This is Inside Europe, and it's certainly an interesting time in Italian politics. Adriano Bossoni is a senior Europe analyst at geopolitical intelligence firm Strat4.com. Hello, Adriano.
Hi, hello. Nice talking to you again.
Yes, welcome back to Inside Europe. So is this looking likely that Salvini is going to be the next Prime Minister of Italy?
Well, that's becoming increasingly unlikely, at least in the short term. His popularity is very high. If there is an election, he will probably win it. But Salvini was hoping that his recent move would trigger an immediate election. But he was not counting on his rival conspiring against him. He was not counting on his former allies in the Five Star Movement finding partners in parliament to delay things as much as possible. And the Five Star Movement is now talking with the center-left Democratic Party, and they are looking for ways to appoint a temporary government or at least delay the election. Mm-hmm. So, long story short, if there is an election, Salvini stands a very, very strong chance of winning it, but his rivals are now trying to delay the election as much as they can.
Okay, so just explain to us what led up to this and the fact that Salvini tried to hold a no-confidence vote during the week.
The alliance between the right-wing league and the anti-establishment Five-Star Movement has been an awkward one from the start. These are parties with different priorities, with different agendas that answer to different segments of the electorate. And Salvini, he was very clever when he asked for a cabinet position last year because he became the interior minister. So he was in charge of migration-related policies, security-related policies. And he used that position to boost his own popularity with anti-immigration policies, with policies aimed at giving more resources to the police and the security forces. So he used that position to increase his own popularity. And he saw that that was working because the League got around 17% of the vote a year ago, and now it's polling at roughly 40%. So his strong anti-immigration rhetoric, his strong pro-security forces rhetoric, his nationalist rhetoric worked for him, and he is very popular right now, and that's why he wants to capitalize on that popularity and having an early election as soon as possible.
I just want to talk to you about migration. It's one of Salvini's hot topics. Recently, he signed a decree banning the open-arms migrant ferry from Italian waters, but that kind of backfired on him as well because an Italian judge overruled that decision by Salvini.
It's interesting because Italy is one of the main entry points for migrants, but if you look at the statistics, it's actually behind other countries like Greece. And also, if you look at the statistics, the number of asylum seekers and economic migrants reaching Italian coast has decreased significantly. We are not nearly close to the record levels of the peak of the migration crisis of 4 or 5 years ago. But still, of course, Salvini wants to keep it at the center of the political agenda because he knows that that's what makes him popular. As long as Italians are thinking about migration and they are not thinking about other things, the League will be popular. And that's why he tried to crack down on NGOs taking migrants to the Italian coast. That's why he tried to refuse them entry to Italian ports. But as you said, there are institutional checks and balances in the Italian system, and that's why we have things like a judge overruling a decree, which shows that for all its problems, Italy is still a republic where there are checks and balances and there is a distribution of power, and we still have judges that can say that laws passed by the government are illegal.
Mm-hmm. Adriano Bossoni, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Adriano Bossoni is senior Europe analyst at geopolitical intelligence firm Strat4.com.